3 to 5 Publishing presents Emergent Light by Alexander Mukti, read for you by James Shippey and Courtney Wright. Chapter 1. Awakened with Purpose. The white flash of light was so bright it awakened Malik, compelling him to open his eyes. The crashing thunder that followed seemed to echo through the house. Malik turned his head to watch the rain out the window. Beyond the beads of rain trickling down the pane, he saw another succession of lightning bolt flashes, all quickly followed by thunder so close that each roar shook his home. Nursing a baby had caused his wife, Magali, to become a light sleeper. Malik turned to see if she was awake, but her side of the bed was empty and still made. Did she fall asleep in the nursery again? Malik wondered, pulling himself out of bed and heading upstairs to relieve her. Malik moved through the dark, barely feeling his own steps as he made his way up the stairs and down the hallway. Almost too quickly, he found himself in a bedroom that was both incredibly familiar and strange. The room had the same feeling of warmth, love, and familiarity as that of their son Ares, but something was different. Another flash of lightning illuminated the room enough for Malik to see he was not in his son's nursery. Instead, he was back in his childhood home, the one from before his parents' divorce. Malik stood in what used to be his dad's upstairs office. It, however, was not how he remembered it. There was now a dresser next to the door, a bed along the opposite wall, and a rocking chair facing the window. The chair looked just like the one his grandmother had gifted them for the birth of their elder son, Noah. "How did this get here?" Malik said softly. The chair glided back and forth, as if someone were rocking in it. Malik reached out and spun the chair around, expecting to find Noah there, as he often did at home. The hair on Malik's arms raised when he realized no one was there. Oddly, Malik did not feel scared. He felt more aware. His attention was pulled to the window overlooking the backyard. He glanced down at the old tree stump he used to play on when he was a boy. Several people were standing nearby in the glow of the full moon, untouched by the rain. Scenes he could scarcely identify passed before his eyes, yet he knew they were significant. In a moment, it was over. The faces and places washed away like watercolor paint swirling down a drain. His mom, his grandma, and Magali were the only faces that remained. Then, farther back in the trees, he saw the familiar fair skin, dark hair, and thin frame of an old friend. "Callie," he whispered. To his surprise, she met his gaze. Malik backed away from the window. "This has to be a dream." "It is, and it isn't." Callie's voice came from behind him, startling him. Malik wanted to turn and look at her, but he hesitated, recalling her request the last time he saw her alive. Callie wanted him to remember her from the before times, not the end times. "No need to look away," he heard Callie say. Malik turned to see his friend, as she was when they were teenagers. She was healthy. Her smile was vibrant. That same smile had been a ray of hope in some dark times. Even a beautiful life has its dark times. The house trembled as he felt the weight of those heavy feelings pulling on him. "You can release those feelings," Callie gave him a nod of assurance. "Believe it or not, this is a wonderful dream." "What do you mean?" "Don't worry. You'll see." "I'll see what?" Callie took a few steps closer. "Do you remember the last thing I told you?" Malik's mind pulled him back to the hospital room, where he sat holding his oldest friend's hand. He felt another wave of sadness until Callie's voice brought him back. "No," Callie said, "not that. Remember what I said? That you know why all of this is happening, why everything is happening?" "That's right," she said with a smile. "Everything happens for a reason. You'll get to see more of that reason soon." "Am I dying?" Malik asked. Callie's eyebrows shot up in surprise, and she quickly replied, "No, no." She then seemed to consider the idea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?